Hello, I'm Roger Hoosden, and I want to give you a brief taste of an online course I run called Your Authentic Life. Georgia O'Keeffe said that whether you succeed or not is irrelevant. There is no such thing. Making your unknown known, that is the important thing. Well, I believe that our lives are a mystery to ourselves as much as to everyone else. And we could say that what we're here for is to unfold that mystery, the unique story of our own life, which runs like an underground stream through all our days. Even though the expectations of others can draw out the usual plans and intentions, when people ask me what my purpose is, I usually avoid speaking about what I do or what I plan to do. Life purpose, after all, is not the same as a goal. Whatever I may answer to people, I feel inside that my purpose is a secret that is always revealing itself. It's inherent in the gift of life that I've been given. It's not a task I have to fulfill so much as a lilt on the wind that I'm called to pay attention to and to follow as I may. Sometimes I hear it and follow, sometimes I don't. Often the whispers are so faint that we can barely catch the drift of what they're telling us. At other times, we know as clear as day, and yet we turn our back on them even so. You probably know what I'm talking about. Our soul speaks to us in the fleeting spaces that open up sometimes in our daily world of responsibilities, duties, and relationships. Sometimes we listen, and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we get the message, and sometimes it sounds like a foreign language. Could these whispers be hints of our own true taste, the life we know somewhere deep inside that we're meant to be living, if we're not doing so already? I want to encourage you, say, for the next week or so, to give more than your usual attention to these inner promptings, longings, and half-heard whispers, to give yourself time to reflect on your experience of them. So to get you in the frame of mind, here are two writing prompts to get you started. In my online course, I give a theme and a writing prompt every week for 6 weeks, and everyone sends their writing into a Google group room where I and anyone else who wishes to gives a response. Your writing can be in whatever form you wish. Reflections, a brief essay, a poem, or just random thoughts. But give yourself at least 20 minutes and write without editing or thinking. Just follow the thoughts as they appear on the page. So, writing prompt number one is, describe a moment or a time when you felt you were living your life in its fullness, as if you were living it again now. What were the qualities of the moment, the feelings, the values associated with it? Now remember to include physical details, where you were, who you were with, if anyone, even what you were wearing. All this encourages you to immerse yourself in the experience more, rather than just describing it as a memory. Now the second writing prompt. If I'm really honest, in my heart of hearts, I... Now keep writing, following on from that phrase. If I'm really honest, in my heart of hearts, I... Without much thinking, just follow the fingers on the keyboard and see what comes when you don't edit or censor yourself. If you allow yourself to be as honest as you can, even to say what you might have thought was unsayable, you may be surprised at what turns up on the page. These are the kinds of questions we explore in depth in my online community. People participate from around the world, and we create a deep sense of sharing and authenticity that encourages people to write and speak truth from the heart. to discover that authentic voice and bring it to light. That is the purpose of my work. And you can find out more about that at my website, www.rogerhousden.com. Thanks for listening.